By now, I hope that you have already searched the databases and got some promising hits. The question is now how to keep track of this research process. The video here provides some helpful hints and tricks in this regard. Most importantly, we strongly encourage you to keep a research protocol. This table on this slide provides you a framework that helps to keep track of the process of identifying and selecting research items. Let me walk you through it. The first step, defining the goal and scope of your research, helps you, as I said, determine your goals and the focus of your study. For instance, in my case, I researched the history of the case company in order to learn something about the operation of companies across national borders. Take into account here that I will refine this goal as I learn more about my case company. Regarding the scope, at the moment, I know that I'm interested in management aspects in the British and New Zealandian context. Then the second step, which involves defining the source outlets, also involves showing what kind of sources you use. And in my case, I, of course, use the source outlets that I presented so far in the other videos, the national newspapers, the provincial newspapers, and so forth. The third step then, the item identification and selection, consists of documenting the items that you identified. Then you also want to use some criteria to select promising items when you get too many search hits. In my case, I documented what databases I searched, what search terms I used, and what kind of search outcome those terms resulted in. And I will come back to the issue of saving and storing and organizing the items in a couple of minutes. Finally, the last step included in this table is the preliminary analysis of the identified documents. And here again, we will have a specific video that deals with this process, including the process of source criticism and interpreting historical documents. So let's now move on to the issue of saving and storing your items. Most importantly, and I am happy to remember you right away, is that you need to cite your sources correctly. For this purpose, we will adapt the APA citation system with which you are already familiar. Two principles apply here to historical documents. First, when you cite a source, you must present sufficient information so that anybody else would be possible to locate the source. Second, you must always present the reference in a consistent style. And bring those principles together, principles establish the verifiability I talked earlier about. Then for citing newspaper sources, there are of course a lot of specific guidelines in place. As an example, you can look up the information provided by the Columbia College pertaining newspaper articles from databases and newspaper articles without a known offer. Now, let's now move to the issue of organization of the sources. So here we encourage you to organize your newspaper articles in Mendeley or in any other literature management software. In Mendeley, for example, you can use folders to organize the identified items. For instance, you can create folders for specific decades or newspaper outlets. Also, Mendeley helps you to make correct references from the beginning. Here on this slide, you see how I manipulated the reference details directly in Mendeley. It is very easily done, so do it. Finally, you may even use Mendeley for your analysis. So basically, in Mendeley, you can code your text or write annotations or memos. Try it out.